Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to psychotherapy. In season four, you'll hear live therapy demos, case consultations, and dynamic teachings designed to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to deepen your presence, expand your awareness, and trust the sacred unfolding that happens in authentic therapeutic contact. To learn more about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. This season of the Awaken Therapist podcast, I've been sharing a series of therapy demos with the same volunteer so you can hear how the work unfolds over time. Rather than a single session snapshot, you get to listen to the arc of the process as patterns become clearer and new awareness emerges. In this fourth session, we begin by returning to the co-regulation process that's been unfolding throughout this work. Early in the session, we track the subtle ways he leaves himself when his attention moves up and out. Rather than trying to stop that movement, we bring awareness to it and follow the body's wisdom. It's important to remember that regulation is the capacity to stay connected to oneself in moments of discomfort. It's not the absence of dysregulation, but the process of listening to the body's cues as meaningful information about what is needed to create a sense of safety and connection. Resilience is measured by how long it takes for someone to return after they've left connection with themselves. As you listen, you'll hear that resilience beginning to build. When his attention moves away from himself, we notice it in real time and give the system space to come back. Each return strengthens his capacity for self-contact. As the session unfolds, we begin working with an introject organized around obligation to others, which we noted as the way he leaves himself. There's a sense that he should be doing something for me, that he should be doing something for the other, rather than resting in his own experience. We bring this pattern into awareness and work with it through a gestalt experiment designed to clear the introjection. Toward the end of the session, we use a more explicit relational meditation to help integrate the work into the relational field so the new experience can be embodied rather than simply understood. The full session is streaming on Patreon.
Well, yeah, today it feels a little bit like I'm integrating a little bit. Yesterday, I told you that I do that reaching and holding practice.
Yeah.
And yesterday, once a month, I do a reaching and holding class. So like yesterday was the day that I was there. And so, I typically enjoy class day. And then the day after, there's like some integrating to do. And in the afternoon, I was reaching, I held in the morning. And like, I knew going into it kind of, usually I don't have much of like a cognitive intention of what I'm reaching about, but I don't know. It occurred to me that trying to get some kind of templating from my holder about like really how to be myself in my pelvis felt like something that I was seeking. I told her that. I was just like, do your thing. And also like, maybe if you're like really residing in your pelvis, like through contrast, I can. So anyway, I was doing that and it was a good reach. And at one point she called the teacher over just to make sure that she was, I don't know. She was like, am I doing okay? And I don't know while he was there, my teacher offered this reflection to me. I don't know, like sounds kind of trite a little bit, but like really landed of just like, yeah. Also I'm noticing like, it looks like there's like a lot of you from the diaphragm up, whatever you want to call it, your light, your particular flavor is like really there. And also from the diaphragm down, it's there. And also there's just like a lot of generic stuff there too. Stuff that isn't wrong, but just isn't as much you. So like, I wonder what would happen if you really just kind of tried to infuse it. I don't know. Something about it just clicked. And I was like, oh yeah, I know how to be myself up here. The words don't do it justice, but just this like, oh, literally, like even the way that I phrased the question, the answer was hiding, like literally the things that I know myself to be, I just have to be that down there. And last night and today, like it has felt different to be in my body.
Yeah, how do I be myself in my pelvis? And the answer is
Just be
yourself in your.
myself in my pelvis. So that was interesting. And I think I mentioned once before, like you and I were doing some work and some amount of movement happened, and I described this sensation of like my feet almost feeling like hands, like just very much like, whoa, there's way more down there. And I've been feeling that today as I've been taking my walks. So it's been really interesting, and I'm like trying to let that integrate. And I've definitely noticed some little voices of like, it may not be this way forever, or like, this might be a peak before event. You know what I mean? There's like a little bit of the like, don't get too excited that I've been noticing coming up. But largely, it just feels like a cool thing to get to explore.
Even as I'm listening to you, I'm feeling into my pelvis. What do you notice in your pelvis right now?
There's definitely a little bit of this, and I was experiencing this a bit during the reach yesterday, kind of like a warmth. Like I could describe it almost as a burning, but it's just like, I think if I framed it negatively, I would describe it as a burning, but there's just like, there's something in there going on that like isn't bad or good.
Warmth.
But like, I just feel like I'm there, kind of. I don't know. I've just been like, I was noticing last night and today, there's like a feeling of like inhabiting my genitals in a way that's like not sexual at all, but just like I'm not used to doing that when there's no sexual arousal. It's just like being in my pelvis feels like being in my chest and my shoulders, and like my hips are like feet, my axilla feel more like armpits in this way. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I've been having a lot of these images that are like almost synesthetic in the sense of like, oh, this part of the lower part of my body feels familiar in a way that I can only really reference to like something in the top half of my body. So it's interesting and cool and feels exciting.
And I heard you say, I know how to be here. What do you notice when I reflect that?
Sounds, I mean, like it, I want to giggle, kind of like it sounds a little funny, but true. There's a little bit of resistance. I do suspect that this is like a step in this ongoing journey. I think that there have been so many times deepening my relationship with my body where I'm like, oh, this little thing I just learned is the thing. I do that less and less, partly because I've just learned it's like, oh, there are many things. And the download you're getting right now is big and important. And there are probably many, many, many more to go, maybe forever.
So you said there's resistance, but there's also like a bigger understanding of where you're at. Like, just this is important. This is here right now. And there might be many other more important things to come.
So there's the, yeah, I know how to be here. And then there's also the like, well, maybe I don't totally know how to be here,
I see.
but I know how to be here a little more than I did a couple of days ago, I think. That does feel pretty true.
And what do you notice about yourself right now?
Feel kind of tall. Like I notice more like length in the lower half of my body. Yeah, I mean, a lot of my attention is down there.
From here, you look more alive. Like,
Really?
when you described that, like life force energy, it feels more complete right now.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for that reflection. I mean, it sort of feels that way. My top half doesn't feel that different necessarily, but like, yeah, there's more of me available, kind of. So, yeah.
I see you taking that breath there.
Yeah. And I think my body's maybe adjusting to it a little bit. Like yesterday, after class, I just noticed in like an unexplained way, my right knee was just kind of like hurting. Didn't know what was up with that. And I woke up and it was gone. And then today, as I was walking, my left knee is kind of, you know what I mean? I think there's just like a little bit of like adjustment happening.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think our work together over the last few weeks has been really helpful to me. And then also, like I've mentioned, I've been seeing this structural integration practitioner. So like, you know, there's a lot of overlapping stuff that's happening. So I think that my body just is slowly getting used to change.
Yeah, I have attention on a couple things, but I also just want to see if there's anything else you want to say before I invite you to turn towards them.
Nothing feels pressing
Okay.
or even particularly present, I would voice to.
Yeah, if you're open to it, I just want to invite you to just bring some awareness to the resistance itself, just kind of letting it be seen by you.
Yeah.
It's even some validation. It makes sense to me that there's a little resistance here right now. It's being compassionate and tender. What do you notice there?
Feels good to be compassionate towards that. I noticed myself laughing a little bit, kind of like it seemed a little bit like the excited part of me struck me as being like a little bit young, like really innocent. And there's just this older part who's like kind of been around the block a few more times. It is cool to maintain joy as you get older, and I like want to do that. And also like the cost of learning lessons is that you've learned lessons. You can't just be a child your whole life. Yeah, it just seemed like a nice thing to see the discrepancy between those two parts.
There was some warmth in your pelvis. What do you notice there now?
Feel like kind of excited. Like, especially, you know, there's a lot of upward stuff in my chest, and there's like, I don't know, eagerness.
Yeah, just following that energy there. Yeah, I see your breath moving with it. Just letting yourself feel that upward motion. And it sounded like even like all the way down to your perineum and your genitals, like you could really feel your full pelvic bowl.
Yeah. Again, like I've mentioned, like my relationship with my legs feels different too. You know, I mean, just all the way down to my feet. It's interesting.
Just taking a few breaths there, just feeling that. And if you're open to it, just sort of softening the gaze in your mind's eye, almost like you're looking at a landscape, sort of letting go a little bit. Nice. There you go. What do you notice?
I really liked that cue to soften the gaze in my mind's eye. That was helpful. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm still, a lot of my attention is still just on how integrated my body feels. I mean, I've got a lot of attention on being supported by my legs and not having to do anything for it, kind of. It feels good. Feels good.
Yeah, I can feel myself want to take a deep breath, even just hearing that, just feeling that support without effort for it. Just letting yourself feel supported by your own body. Standing, you're on two legs.
And like I'm feeling inclined to try to let that upward current of energy from my chest like make it up into my head. Like I notice myself trying to bring ease into my jaw, you know, not
That was a beautiful awareness. Yeah, just keep following that energy. Just keep taking all the time you need. What do you notice now?
I mean, not a ton. Like, I think noticing like a little bit of self-consciousness come up of like, cool, I'm just kind of standing here. You know, I was gonna, you know, something that occurred to me was like, oh yeah, I think I remember you saying there were a couple of things you had attention on. What was the, you know what I mean? Like, kind of feeling like a desire to, you know, not a desire to do, but maybe an obligation. 'Cause I was just like, man, I could just stand here for a while,
What do you notice now that you've shared that with me?
I mean, a little bit more opening in my heart. And also, I think that it brought me a little bit back into, I guess, the space with you or relationship with you. There was something like maybe a little bit private feeling before. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess there was some feeling of like obligation to be present with other that I guess I don't really know where that stands in the context of like a therapeutic relationship, but still it was there.
It's interesting because from here it seemed like your energy was really moving in the way of being at home in your body,
Yeah.
into becoming more deeply seated in yourself, and then your mind pulled you out by tracking me and obligation and what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Was just noticing that. I almost start to hear that as, am I safe to be me while I'm here?
Yeah. This was a topic that came up yesterday in class and not in relationship to me. This notion of like, if you feel like you need to stop nourishing yourself in order to do, then you're constantly like emptying and refilling. And there's something to learning how to be in the flow and be receiving. Something that's been really healthy for me and good for me in the last half year is like I'm getting really good about noticing when I've depleted myself and then giving myself time throughout the day to like re-nourish. But it is that kind of back and forth a little bit. What you said lands, and you know, whether the answer is to allow myself to just like have my focus be inward, even if it's in the presence of others, or whether the answer is to like learn how to do both at once. There's something there.
Absolutely. And if you're willing, I just want to invite you to bring more awareness just to that pull of obligation, like that thought or energy that pulls you away from yourself, just noticing it.
Yeah.
Just with some presence. Oh, what do you notice?
It's really up and out. It has like a really specific shape.
I see you moving your hand up and out from your head.
Oh.
And if it had a voice, what would it say?
Maybe I'm out of here.
It's just like up and out. I'm out.
Yeah, like I'm out. Yeah.
I see you looking up, even like to the
Yeah.
part of your room.
Yeah. For sure, my attention likes to go up. And sometimes it just goes up and out. And then frequently, like, I'll capture it and like keep it stuck in a really verbal cage.
I just want to invite you to just keep letting yourself move in that movement out, but consciously, just like letting that move fully, looking wherever you want to look, even moving however you want to move.
Yeah.
Just letting yourself be out. Yeah, what do you notice?
There is something kind of playful about it almost, or like that giggle wasn't contrived, you know. I think my body doesn't want a lot of it. A lot of that happened. You know what I mean? It's, I do feel like there's a sense in which it's abandonment. It is fun, I think, for some parts of my attention. And also, I think my body is like, learn to do both or don't do that at all.
Yeah. What do you notice when you say that out loud? Learn to do both or don't do that at all.
I think my attention's coming back down and my body's settling. I remember you last session or two sessions ago, you reflected like, you know, oh yeah, you track your body sensations really well and also feel often disconnected from it. And when I said that, very much felt not like I was speaking from my body, but speaking for my body.
Are you open to trying something?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to invite you. Like, I saw you move your hand up, but like to feel into if your body came along with this up and out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just how would that express?
I'm on the tip of my toes, you know. I'm thinking that my arms should be involved, but they're not doing so of their own volition, for sure. But like I'm up.
I see.
Yeah, I'm very much moving my arms, not allowing them to be moved by this.
It's like all up in your head looking up. Is that
Yeah.
and up on your toes?
And like up, you know what I mean? The whole thing is kind of rising. My arms don't seem to be very much involved in it.
Yeah. Nice. And I see you coming back down. Just taking a few breaths, just seeing if that movement has a natural way that it wants to find with your body. I see you burping, just letting that energy move through you. And just knowing you can come back whenever you genuinely want to come back. Just listening.
It's like expanding up there, kind of like a mushroom cloud. The being up on my toes is as much getting like a push from behind as it is just upward. There's like a, there isn't, it's very much like that.
Yeah.
You know, my tailbone is kind of like tucking forward and
I see, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a shape or a movement your body is familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's kind of interesting because I think that, I mean, to the extent that there's like a abnormal postural holding of my pelvis, I have a tendency to tuck forward. You know, it's not like an anterior tilt, it's more posterior. And it's really interesting to be noticing in this moment, at least right now, this common pattern that I never really pay attention to below the diaphragm seems to be going with that.
And just closing your eyes there for a moment, just feeling into your body, just remembering that you know how to be here. You can come back whenever you want. It's really up to you. Just seeing if there's anything else your body needs from you right now. To feel more at home. Just really slowing down there. Yeah, just really taking all the time you need. And see your shoulders.
Yeah, I'm having to like invite all this stuff to come back in. I can't really command it back.
So just noticing that, just stay there with that. The invitation is here. It's not a command. What do you notice in your legs?
slowly I'm kind of getting back to feeling like I'm inhabiting them, but like they were, I left them for a little bit, so like I'm coming back a little bit, but they're kind of coming back online. Elvis.
Just take your time. I am tracking the thing that had you leave was obligation and tracking me.
Yeah.
And so really just taking all the time you need. What do you notice now?
Still coming back, feel a little tired.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Make room for that fatigue. It's validating that fatigue.
I feel like most of me's
Yeah.
back in here.
Yeah, just a few more breaths. Just keep slowing down. There's nowhere to get except for with more in touch with what's right here. In your jaw, yeah, nice. Just letting yourself feel that movement in your neck. Ah. Just keeping your eyes closed for now, just staying in connection with yourself. A few nourishing breaths. Yeah, it occurs to me how quickly that thought can pull you out of yourself, and then how much time it takes to come back.
That's exactly what was occurring to me in that moment.
Yeah.
I've practiced leaving so much more than I've practiced coming back.
Yeah. Are you open to trying something else?
Sure.
I think with your eyes closed, if you're willing, I just to see the voice of obligation as if he's sitting in front of you. I see. It's almost like he thinks he knows what's important. What do you notice when you look at him?
Yeah, I mean, he seems kind of like cartoonish, like a
Yeah.
black and white short, like I don't know, you know, those like old turn of the century cartoons of like the depiction of greed or whatever, just like
Yeah.
really, you know, caricature-ish.
Yeah, I can see. I can
He just
see
looks
that.
like a yucky caricature.
Yeah. Just keep seeing him, just attune to him from your mind's eye. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.